Here in Kanying Sidibling Monastery Shedra, we study Gulama at the very end of our Shedra's curriculum. Mm-hmm. And because according to Kagyupa's and Nyingmapa's tradition, we believe that Gulama is very profound, and almost we put it in the category of Tantra text, because in Kshetra you study first the Sutric curriculum text, and then at the very end of 8-90 years, and then you study text. So I was studying Gulama when I was in Kshetra in the 8th year, something I think. Yeah, so at that time, actually, we were the like first batch, you know, when we just Kshetra started, and we have one very good Kempo, Pema Gyaltsen, and he himself studied in the Romdek from His Holiness the 16th Kamapas, and he's quite an expert in that area since Kagyupa. So yeah, I was fortunate. Even though the, because all schools study the five texts related to Maitreya, and each of we have a little bit, oh, this is more important, or oh, that is more important, you know. But in the Kagyu Nyingma, especially Kagyupas, we think that this is actually the whole year laying out the foundation of the Mahamudra's view. Not only that, but this is the what we call the text, the bridge between, you know, sutra and the tantra. Mm-hmm. So there's always a little bit of challenges when you transit from the sutra to the tantra. Things are changes, the method changes, your modes of practice kind of changes, and so this text is a very good text to study as laying the foundation for your Vajrayana practices. In here, our Rangjung Isshi Shed, we used Jamkun Khandur Rinpoche's commentary. So normally we have one fixed commentary that is used to the for the curriculum text, but also you have to read other commentaries, you know, from the different traditions as a reference reading. Yeah, mostly Jamgon Kondul's commentary is the main text, and also we have Mepham Rinpoche's commentary. It's not very extensive commentary, but he has some his own kind of, you know, flavors. And also Mepham Rinpoche has many other texts, not particularly as a root text commentary, but like this called Deshe Nyingbu Tongtun Sengingaro, so he has several texts which explains the some main points of the Buddha nature that is mentioned in the Uttatanda Shastra.